halfway point yet. We've got Coach coming in here on Monday night. They're coming off a tough loss. And, you know, we got to be ready for a good football team. You know, we started out, we looked at the schedule at the beginning of the year. We thought, you know, right after the bye, you know, it was kind of like murderer's row. But in this league, man, every week is murderer's row. You know, you have to go out there and execute. And we have to play more consistent football. That's what's important for us to go out there and play as a team. Got to win the physical or, you know, got to win or tie the physical battle. And you can't, you know, beat yourself with bad fouls. That's always the three things that that stand out for me. We have to just be more consistent, play three phases of the game and play better, prepare better, be more aggressive offensively, be more aggressive defensively. And we can get back in the race. It's not over right now. It's still early. There's still a lot of teams that have chances to get back in the picture. And, you know, we think we're one of the teams that can do that. But we have to start right here, right now on Monday night and get ready to beat a good football team. Any questions?
Jerry, what do you think about the, you know, implementing a new offense, and how do you think that's progressed?
Well, yeah, I think it takes time for you when you implement any new offense, you know, any phase of your football team. I think it takes some time, and obviously coming out of the preseason, you know, with some ups and downs during the preseason, but we came out. I thought we started really slow out of the gate with the first game, and then in the second game, you know, we had some turnovers, some bad turnovers, and we had, you know, the punt return that killed us right there. So we've had some chances. We played some pretty good football, you know, in all phases at times, but at other times we just look like an inconsistent football team, and we got to clean those things up. But to answer your question, I just think it takes a little bit of time. You know, got a new play caller, you got a lot of new faces, and it takes some time for those things to gel a little bit. And, you know, the second half of the season, I expect us to play a lot better and be more comfortable with what we're trying to do.
Jerry, Mathias Kiwanuka said to us earlier that he believes that there's championship caliber talent in the locker room. Do you believe that?
Well, we always think we have, you know, we try to go out in the offseason and in the draft and free agency, try to rebuild our team in some ways. There's a lot of new faces, you know, in the locker room this year. But I think we got some quality football players. We have some really good football players. But the thing is, you have to go out there and execute your game plan, and you have to play, you know, Coach said it today after practice, sometimes you got to play above the X's and O's. And we expect our guys to do that. We've been to get around each other through the preseason now, and half of, you know, almost half of the season. So it's time for us to gel and play like a good football team.
You're counting, for a number of reasons, you're counting on a lot of rookies on offense right now. You have left guard, running back, wide receiver. That's somewhat unusual here. Does it speak to what you're doing in terms of sort of retooling and altering this roster over the past year?
Well, Dan, you know, there's all kind of ways to build a roster. You know, sometimes you can, you know, you can deal, you know, build your roster with some rookies. Sometimes you can build it with free agency. You know, however we build it is how we build it. You know, we just, you know, we don't try to pigeonhole ourselves with some kind of template. You know, just, we're, you know, right now we have some rookies that are out there. You know, they have to make contributions. We expect them to make contributions. I always say your first three picks, you know, you want them to come out and make contributions to your football team. And our guys are doing that. And you get somebody on the back end, the Burhey types, the Kennard types, to come in and help you on your team as well. You know, that's a bonus if you get somebody on the back end who can help you. But we expect everybody to play. This day and age, you can't bring rookies in and keep them out for a couple of years and try to develop them. They have to come in and play right away.
Week-to-week inconsistency something that can come with that?
Well, I think that could be part of it, but you can't make excuses. You know, everybody, you know, is on the team. They go out, they practice, and we expect those guys to come out and play at a high level. You know, rookies, it's a little different for rookies at some times, but we expect rookies to come out and contribute and make plays for us.
When you look at this team, and Eli was saying earlier that he sees some of the same mistakes being made, I mean, is there, I know the answer is to play better, but is there like a common thread as to why these mistakes are happening?
Well, again, I think there's some young players, a lot of new faces, but still, you know, at this point of the season, when you're going into the second half of your season, you expect those things to be cleaned up. You know, we expect to play better, play more cohesive, play more as a unit, play as a team, and gel a little bit better going into the second half of the season and play a lot better football than we've played, you know, on the front half of the season.
Did you expect that to be the case? I mean, you talk about all these new faces and all these, you know, new players. Did you expect that to be the case where it might take more time than usual?
Well, you always hope that you can bring new guys in and they can gel really quickly. No, we expected to come out and have a better record than we have right now. We always expect that. We, you know, you always got to try to put that in the back of your head that, you know, we got some new faces, we got a new coordinator, we got a new play caller. It's a new system, new terminology. All that stuff comes into play. But, you know, we had the spring. We had the preseason. We had 5 preseason games. You know, we've played 7 games so far. So it's time for us to stop talking about, you know, we got new faces. We got new this. We got new that. It's time for us to play good football.
When you go out and, you know, you went a different route this week. You signed a lot of free agents, probably more than you would have liked or than you usually do. Guys like Schwartz and DRC and Jennings end up getting injured. Is that sort of the risk that comes with that philosophy because obviously their bodies have had more wear and tear, they've been in the league longer? Is that sort of the risk that comes with that taking that route?
Well, there's always football. You know, it's a physical contact sport, and you always have injuries. That's really no excuse. We never make that excuse for injury. Everybody's got injuries. When you have injuries, you have to take what you have left, and you have to, you know, manufacture wins. You have to – okay, this is a players we have on defense this week, okay? What do we have to do to win the game defensively? These are players we have offensively. What do we have to do? These are our special teams guys. So you have to manufacture some wins that way because you don't go week to week, you have injuries. You don't go into every week 100% healthy like you would like to, you know, have. But so you have to make adjustments every week, and you can't make an excuse that, you know, somebody's hurt. That's a poor excuse.
Jerry, you went into the offseason and spent a lot of time working on the offensive line. Get that fixed. Through 7 games, it seems like that would still be an area that's inconsistent. You know, what do you look at there, and is there enough there to get better?
Well, I think there's enough there to get better. You know, at times, we play pretty good in the offensive line. You know, for one little stretch there, I thought, you know, okay, these guys played together for a few games, and they're finally getting what we're trying to do. Then we had a setback there against Philadelphia. Didn't play well at all in our offensive line. But I thought we bounced back and played a little better. But down the road, you know, this is where it all starts in the front. You know, your defense and offensive line. Our offensive line is a prideful group. I think those guys will bounce back this second half of the season and be more cohesive. You know, we should get Schwartz back here. I'm not sure he's day-to-day, but at least he's on the clock now trying to get back and get some reps and get himself back in shape, and we'll see where he fits in as we move forward.
You mentioned before you think it's time to get back in the race. How disappointed are you that your team is really not – you know, that you need to get back in the race, that after the first half, you're going to put yourself in the hole?
Well, of course, you always want to go into to your bye week, you know, with a winning record and have yourself in good position. But it's a lot of teams saying the same thing right now. So, and we're one of them. We've got 9 games to play. We feel like if we play good football down the stretch, we can claw our way back into this thing, you know. But we got to start right now. You know, Monday night is, it's a critical game for us, and like every game. But starting Monday night to try to get back to .500 and – you know, try to get some momentum going into the second half of the season.
In the last 2 games, obviously, the loss of the Eagles game was not good at all. But are there specific things you saw in those games that gives you encouragement that a turnaround in the second half is possible?
Well, in every game, there's been some good things and some bad things, you know, and you always try to accentuate what the positive things are. And we had plenty of positive things, you know, having, you know, Odell to come into the game and get some snaps the last couple of games has been a plus for us. But, you know, you lose Victor Cruz, so you take one step forward, 2 steps back kind of a situation. But you can't use that as an excuse. You have to, you know, okay, we got Odell, we got Ruben Randall, we got Preston Parker, who's capable. We got a young Corey Washington. We brought in Ogletree. So how can we win with that set of receivers? That's what we have to do. We got, you know, some tight ends that have made a few plays. You know, the running backs hurt. So who's the next guy up? You know, the young runner's doing a good job in there. Peyton's got to help him. Okay, Cox has got to come and got to contribute. So you got to, you know, every time you get an injury, somebody, the next man up has to, you know, step in and make contributions to your football team.
Jerry, in the preseason, I think it was, you said that JPP and Eli were pretty much the 2 key players. What have you seen from them?
Well, they play pretty good, but they can play better. I really believe. I think they think they can play better, and I believe they can play better. JPP has looked like his old self a lot of the season, but I think he's a better player than he's playing right now. It's the same with Eli. Eli's, you know, he's not turning the ball over with the interceptions like we saw, you know, the first half of last season. But I think Eli can play better than he's playing.
You look at their futures as something you would consider taking care of now, or is that something you would prefer to handle after the season?
Yeah, we're just trying to win the game Monday night. You know, those things will take care of itself after the season. But right now, we're focused on trying to get back in this race and trying to get to 500. Try to beat a good football team that's coming here on Monday night, and start get some momentum going down the stretch. That's really what we're focused on right now. What is it?
Yeah.
Well, I just think we have to, as an offense, I think we have to be more aggressive. I think, at times we're a little bit almost too cautious what we're doing offensively. And, this is a National Football League. You got to go out there, man. You have to win the game. You can't think something, it's going to fall in your lap. You got to go out and take the games. And I think we have to be more aggressive offensively. And, I appreciate Eli taking care of the ball and not turning it over, because that correlates to wins a lot of the time. But you can't be too cautious. You got to, throw the ball down the field, and you got to score points in this league to win.
Is that part of the evolution of this offense?
It may be. I'm not a coach, but I think that's probably part of it. I like to see us be more aggressive going down the stretch here on the second half of the season. Again, if you don't score points, it's hard to win this league.
When we ask your head coach that question, he seems content with the prevent turnovers mantra. He said, "We'll take opportunities downfield if they present themselves," but he doesn't seem to be looking for that.
Well, I think it's a combination of both things, and I think Coach thinks that as well. I think you can't turn – if you turn the ball over, you're going to lose in this league, okay? But you still can't be too careful. You have to, throw the ball down the field. You have to be more aggressive. You got to give your receivers a chance to make plays. You got to trust in your receivers. You got to trust in your running back. So you got to score points. If you don't score points, it's hard to win.
Is this a conversation you have with the coaching staff?
I'm not a coach. You ask me what my opinion is. I'm just giving you what my opinion is.
But they'll hear this, obviously.
Well, yeah. Coach and I, we talk every day about, how do we win the next game? What's the personnel situation? How do we, every Monday we meet, what's going on? We don't sugarcoat anything. We go in and talk real talk. How do we win the next game? So we've had conversation about all this, yes.
You've obviously lost, John's out for the year now. You lost the middle linebacker. Do you have enough there in-house to sustain that, or do you have to go outside? And the trade deadline's obviously coming up. How likely are you to make a move?
Well, we're always trying to improve our football team. Every single day we're trying to look at the waiver wire, what's the trade possibilities, trade deadline's tomorrow. We've made calls, we've taken calls. But Jamil McClain has done, right out of the gate, he was a backup playing at middle linebacker, and he did a pretty nice job in there. And so we expect him to, get back in that role and pull the defense together and play better defense. We had to play better defense down the road as well. Talking about the offense a lot, but we had to play better defense as well. We got some long drives against us in that last game. You got to make some stops somewhere in the game, and we weren't able to make some stops. We've got some turnovers. I think we're, interception. We've got, 11 to 12 interceptions right there. But we still need to turn the ball to the other team over more and be more aggressive on our defense.
Why do you think that is?
Would you consider it unlikely that you would do anything at that position?
Well, we keep all our options open. You never know. I've been taking calls today, been making calls today. So we keep all our options open. We'll see what happens by 4 o'clock tomorrow.
What is it about the defense? Why do you think it hasn't sort of clicked? I mean, there's been some good points, but it just seems to be very inconsistent.
Well, I don't know. That's what we need to clean up. I think we during this bye week, we had a lot of conversation about, what's going on with our defense, why we can't make some stops in some big spots that we need to make. And, hopefully we got those things ironed out, and we can we'll be able to make those stops down the stretch, because you got to stop somebody at some point. And, at times the defense had played, we've been spotty, but, that last game, there were some times we needed to make a stop, and we weren't able to do that.
Have the personnel to do that? I mean, you're without your starting defensive tackle, starting quarterback, your middle linebacker. Did you have enough there that you could fill those spots?
I think so. I think, Jamil's done a nice job. Hankin, just talking about, guys in Hankin is doing a nice job in there. We got some more players in there that we like. Jason Pierre-Paul is playing pretty good out there. But we have to play better. Always, the secondary has to play better. We lost some guys in the secondary, but the secondary has to play better. We need DRC to, hopefully he can. He's been, he's day to day now, but hopefully he can come back and stay out there on the field for us. Because when he's not out there, it's a little bit different. Scheme you have to play when he's not out there.
Jerry, when Lindwall left in free agency, Did you envision this from Hankins?
Well, you always, you know, coaches think what's going to happen today. You know, as a GM, you try to think what's going to happen 2 years from now. You know, so I'm always trying to think down the road. Okay, this guy's coming up. You know, can we pay this guy? Okay, what's our backup? What's our next move if we can't pay the next guy? So, you know, Hankins was part of the plan.
How do you assess?
Yeah, Hankins played pretty good in there. Yeah, he's played well.
How do you assess DeMondre Moore's progress? You were pretty excited when you drafted him.
Well, I think he needs to play a few more snaps. I think he needs to be more of a contributor with the amount of snaps that he plays. You know, it seems like when he gets in the game, you know, he makes something happen when he gets in there. So I think he's progressing, but I think he needs to play a little bit more.
Do you have that conversation about why he isn't playing more?
Well, we definitely have conversation about everything, guys. We don't sugarcoat anything about that. But I don't coach the game. It's the heat of the moment. And those guys, you know, they've been coaching a long time. They know who to play and who not to play.
Well, what about Tom and the job he's doing? He's been a little bit on certain things, a whole changing of the offense, recovery periods, things like that. What about his willingness to sort of change and do what's necessary? And how do you see him sort of handling this next second half?
Well, we'll see. I think Coach has been able to evolve in a lot of ways, you know, ever since he's been here, you know. And one thing I'll never do, I'll never bet against Tom Coughlin, man. He always, you know, seems to have, you know, when his back is against the wall the most, that's when he seems to come out swinging and get his football team ready to go. And I expect him to do the same right here, George, you know, going down the stretch. You know, this is a big moment for all of us, you know, the second half of this season. And it starts one game at a time, one play at a time, and you know, I think Coach will get it done.
Jerry, this doesn't come up a lot, but the special teams have been inconsistent, not just this year, but going back a year or two ago. I mean, mm-hmm. Is there a common thread? Is it the constant shuffling of the different personnel, the inexperience? What are you seeing there?
Well, first of all, you'd like for your punter and the kicker to be consistent, you know, and our guys have been pretty consistent. I don't think I don't think he's missed a kick, you know, so far this season. And the punter, in light of, you know, having the ankle in situation that he had, he's punted the ball pretty well. And the cover teams have played pretty well, except, you know, the one big return we had against Arizona right there. You know, as far as the return specialists are concerned, you go into the offseason, okay, we'll get this guy, we'll get this guy, we'll get this guy. And you have, you know, four guys lined up, and you won't open the season with your fifth option as your returner. So that happens in football. That's no excuse. We do have, you know, Odell back, and we brought Cox up, so he's returning some kicks. Odell can help us with the punt return, but we had some guys lined up, you know, try to help our return game, but it just didn't happen that way. But so you got to make do what you have until you can get better.
Jerry, you mentioned the murderer's row that you guys talked about before the season. At 3-4, does it look more daunting now because of what you need to get accomplished?
Well, you know, I wouldn't say it looks more daunting because, you know, all those teams have had some tough battles and some tough losses as well. But we do know they're all good football teams going down the stretch. We, you know, I think we have the Colts, then we have Seattle, we have San Francisco, and we have Dallas again. So that's a tough stretch. But, you know, that we seem to play better when it's like that against it. When odds are against us like that, we seem to play better, and I expect us to play better regardless of who we're playing. The second half of this season, you know, all the new faces are not new faces anymore. It's time for us to, you know, to gel and play good football, look like a good football team. Okay. Again, win the physical battle. Okay. Play as a team and don't beat ourselves with bad fouls. If we do those things, we'll have a chance to win a lot of games.
Take two more. This time, 3-4 record probably was, you know, first or really close to first place, second place. The divisions kind of got out of it, like, you know, best records and, you know, second best records. So how either frustrating or upsetting is it that, you know, you're going to have to pick a lot of ground just to get back in your division?
Well, that's just the way it is. You know, this division is always – I think it'll be like every year, it'll be close at the end, I think, with who's going to win the division. You know, I think there's some teams that are going to be battling, you know, to get back in it. And, some, you know, some teams might come back to the pack. But it's always, you know, since I've been around, you know, the division, the NFC East, it's always a couple of games at the end of the season that determines who's going to be the winner of that division.
Take one more if you got one.
You mentioned you always have to look a couple of years ahead as a general manager. Has anything – obviously, you thought you had a very good team here last year and this year. Has anything that's happened these last couple of years changed your thoughts on that plan, on how long it might take to get back to contention?
Not really. Every year is a different year. You know, you never know what how the things are going to unfold. You know, because you know it's a National Football League. It's men against men. And if you go out there and you don't play well, you make mistakes, you're going to lose a game. You know, sometimes the ball bounces your way and you win the game. So you never know. You know, out the gate, everybody said Dallas had the worst team in the National Football League. You know, they're winning our division. So it's men against men. You can't ever predict what's going to happen. That's why I'm saying, you know, I believe by the end of the season, it'll be a close race in our division, and there'll be two or three teams battling for that position, first place in the NFC East.
And you believe you'll be one of them?
We believe we'll be one of them.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, guys.